in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1, Paul speaks about faith. He says faith is the substance of things hoped for the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things that are not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Don't we want to obtain a good report? See, we can call faith our ability to believe in the things of God. And we know that the things of God are invisible. The things of God are invisible to the natural carnal mind. As long as a man is not illumined with understanding from above, there is no way he can obtain this good reward. There's no way he can have this faith in that thing which is unseen. We know that the men of this age live by sight, what they can see, what they can feel, what they can handle. And by the look of things, living that way has not paid man. In fact, we were not born to live that way. All this is a result of the transgression of man, the descent of man, so that man now begins to walk in relation to a physical, natural dimension according to, you know, feeling, the natural senses, so to say. But those who will obtain a good reward are those who are able to walk by faith. Walk in relation to the things that are unseen. Praise God. We know that the things that appear came out of the things that are unseen. There is a power behind all of these things that are seen naturally. And that is our true origin. We all belong to that presence or that power, that invisible substance that is behind all these things that are natural and visible. Our ability as men to lay hold on the things of the invisible, the things of God's kingdom, God's world, God's realm, which incidentally is invisible, our ability to lay hold on these things by faith is what will give us the good report. Praise God. Now, the true gospel of Jesus Christ was never attractive to the multitudes. The multitudes are never attracted to the gospel of Jesus because the gospel of Jesus in reality leads man back into that unseen realm. Praise God. Jesus Christ came to testify of God's kingdom. In my Father's house there are many mansions. I go to the Father. I came out of the Father. He came to reveal that realm of the invisible so that men can get aligned with it and walk in it once more. This is the only way to true life. Praise God. This is the only way to true life. There is no other way to life. And of course, we can see that very few people are attracted to the real gospel. See, when you see multitudes gathered, know for sure that in reality they are not listening to the real gospel. What people first of all want is how they can get big money in their pocket, so that money they can see, how they can get physical healing immediately, how they can get children, how they can kind of expand and flourish in this natural world. But let us not be mistaken, God wants us to flourish. God wants us to prosper. In fact, like John says, it is the good will of God that we prosper in health, in our souls, in everything that we lay our hands on. In fact, God makes you rich and he adds no sorrow to it. It's God's intention that we prosper in abundance. But the abundance of God, first of all, establishes us in his order, in God's kingdom, in God's world. Establishes us in the invisible dimension of God. Establishes us in that presence that is unseen by men. Establishes us in that power, in that presence that never passes away, that never fades away. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. So our ability to have this faith, to see beyond, and to walk in relation to the invisible, is what brings our salvation. God so loved the world, he gave us his only son in the name of Christ. And how does God give us the son? He gives us the son by a revelation of the son. Because men are blinded to the fact that they are the son. See, every man upon the face of the earth is the son. Every man upon the earth originated from the bosom of the Father. Both individually and corporately, every man has that identity of the Son of God. See, but these things are things that were lost, forgotten by men. Men who are dead in their sins and trespasses. When you are dead, you lose all awareness of reality. Buried underneath the earth, in the dust. And when you are buried and dead, you live in relation to things that are not. You live not knowing the substance that you are made of. Praise God. So God loves the world. Now, what is the world? The world is you in your ignorance. The world is you in your material sense of life. The world is you when you do not know the Christ that is in you. When you do not know that you are the Son, that is the world. The world has not known you, Father, and the world has not known Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. You are the Son. Praise God. Jesus is not a name that can be understood by the natural mind. Jesus, what counts is the revelation of the name of Jesus. It's a name that is unnameable. It's a name that has been from eternity. And that name of Jesus is our true self, is our true name. And God the Father has loved you. He has not left you to perish. He has not left you to continue suffering in ignorance. So He has given you the Son. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Son of God is the centerpiece of the gospel. All the things we read from Genesis to the book of Revelation all testify of the Son of God in you. All the volumes of books, everything seen in the natural realm, in the sea, in the forests, upon the land, in the air, everything seen all testify of the Christ, the Son of God, that is in you and every man. Oh, hallelujah. These are the things that have been hidden from man in the transgression. So God, the gospel today is now revealing the Son to us. Hallelujah. The invisible Son, the eternal Son, the Son whose kingdom does not pass away. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The Son who is perfect, the bright and morning star. The one whose face shines as the sun. The one who is clothed with light. Oh, hallelujah. The one who stands unmovable upon Mount Zion throughout eternity. The one who sits upon the throne of God. The one who rules over every work of the hand of God. This is the one that the Father is revealing to us today. And it is you. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Revelation, our faith in this mystery. Receiving revelation from above increases our faith and our understanding of the substance that we are made of. Nothing else. If you want your healing, if you want to be whole, if you want your joy, your perfection, it is how you can embrace the testimony from above, which the Father is thundering from heaven in this hour. Nothing else will give you salvation. In your human sense of life, you might have certain points where you prosper financially, when things might look beautiful, where things might look wonderful, and you might say God is blessing you. But I tell you the truth, those things will be taken away from you. Not that God is taking anything away from you, but it's just that the things that you see with the natural eyes, the life that you think is yours as a man in this world, is passing away. Oh, praise God. It's passing away. The things seen are passing away. But the things that are unseen, the invisible things of God, are eternal. And we are being called to enter into that dimension by faith. Faith cometh by what? By hearing. Mind how you hear was the word normally of Jesus as he spoke to the people. Mind how you hear. The people generally don't hear. We run to and fro thinking of what to do, what to eat, what to wear, how to secure our future. And we are generally distracted as men. See, you are distracted by medical report. You are distracted by feeling in the body. You are distracted by something that happens in the family. Distracted by economic news, news in the economy, financial turbulence, and many of these things that distract men from the real substance. Praise God. I tell you, in God's kingdom, everything is perfectly still and unmovable. Paul says that the God of peace, hallelujah, the God of peace, God's dimension is unmovable, unshakable, hallelujah, a dimension of perfect stillness, joy, peace, love, unmovable. The earthquakes, the natural disasters, the financial disasters, human disasters, the things of this world cannot touch the things of God's realm, God's kingdom. Oh, praise God. So what are we listening to? Are we going to stay there and listen to the voices of the dead, the voices of men? We know men are dead. So when you live your life after the flesh, you are dead. You don't simply know who you are. Praise God. When you live according to the flesh, you suffer many, many things because you live in a realm that changes. Mind how you hear. Mind how you hear. What are you hearing? You are hearing the voice of the Spirit. Faith comes by hearing. Your faith is increased as you hear the testimony of the Son of God in you. Oh, hallelujah. Your faith increases, percept to percept, hallelujah. From step to step, you increase, hallelujah. Increase in the knowledge. Even Jesus Christ grew in stature. He grew in knowledge. He grew in wisdom. Oh, hallelujah. Samuel, when he was a child, hallelujah, walking in the tabernacle of God, he grew in knowledge. He grew and grew and grew until he grew into maturity. Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. That is why it's good we have fellowship with one another. That is why it's good to listen to messages. Oh, hallelujah. We have different type of trees in the garden of God, different type of brethren, different type of, you know. And you know, when you partake of this fruit, you partake of that fruit, and you know, you can go on and on listening and fellowshipping with the voice of God, because your faith to move mountains, your faith to do what seems impossible to men, comes by how you hear. As you hear truth from God's throne, from God's kingdom, the Son of God is you, in you is restored. There is a revival in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There is a revival. There is an awakening of the perfect substance that is within you. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ said one thing. He made a statement that is read over and over and over again everywhere you go. He says that if you have faith, you go to Matthew chapter 17. I'll go start from verse 18. Matthew chapter 17, verse 18. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. And this was a child that was possessed with a demon, a powerful demon, or seemingly powerful demon, and this demon was cast out by Jesus. Then verse 19, Matthew chapter 17, verse 19, then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? Now observe that the disciples came to Jesus apart, in private. You see, this is what distinguishes the disciples of Christ from the ordinary man. The multitudes that received the healing, the parents, the relations, the onlookers, why didn't they go with the disciples to ask Jesus the secret of his power? See, there must be a desire to inquire. There must be a desire to ask. There must be a desire to receive from the Father of lights, who giveth to all. Knock and you shall, the door shall be opened. Ask and you shall receive. How many people are asking? What are you asking for? Are you asking for the bread of life? Or are you asking for just bread for your stomach's sake? Or are you asking for that bread of life that will cause you to increase in the knowledge of the Son of God that is in you? What are you asking? The disciples took Jesus apart in private and they asked him. Oh, praise God. They asked him, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto the mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible for you. Hallelujah. Happy this kind does not go out but by prayer and fasting. So Jesus Christ gives them a clue here on how they can obtain the faith of God. We must understand that God is ours. Everything that God has is what is ours. What we simply need to do as men is to enter in boldly and receive of the things of God. Jesus Christ said the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, the determined is there. God does not force himself on any man. Oh, hallelujah. You just have to receive this thing by faith. You have to inquire day and night. Receive this thing by faith. See it? Nothing shall be impossible with you. That is God. It's only with God that all things are possible. And that is our inheritance. God, the Father, is our inheritance. Because I and the Father are one. All things shall be possible. Nothing shall be impossible. If you have faith. That faith substance. That faith in the unseen. That faith in the eternal one who is unperceivable by the carnal mind. If you have faith, shall be what? Healed. All things shall be possible. If you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall be as God. Oh, hallelujah. It's not saying that if you are a Christian, it's not saying that if you are you go to this church or that church, it does not say if you are a Muslim or if you are a Buddha or whatever, it does not say if you are of some kind of end time movement or you believe it this way or you believe it that way. It does not say that. If you say, it says if you have faith, if you have faith, and that is all, faith in the Son of God. If you have faith, all things shall be possible. Praise God. And when all things are possible, that is bliss. That is paradise. See, that is the abolition of fear, of anxieties. Oh, hallelujah. When you have that kind of faith and that kind of power and that kind of revelation of yourself, you don't need to go about scheming and doing the things that men do. You just be and you just reign in that all power. Faith coming by hearing. And as you hear, you exercise yourself in what you hear by faith. You exercise yourself in what you hear by what? By faith. Praise God. Exercise yourself in what you hear by faith. It's not just a matter of hearing, but moving by step in what as you hear these things. Oh, hallelujah. That's why Jesus Christ says, this one goeth out by prayers and by fasting. Your prayer and your fasting is how you exercise yourself in godliness. Because what you are hearing today from heaven is simply the mystery of godliness, which is the Christ in you, the God in you manifested in the flesh, in this natural dimension. That is what you are hearing from heaven today. Is the mystery of godliness, which the gospel is simply revealing to you. And what the Father expects of every child who hears this is to exercise himself by faith in what he has heard. Exercise yourself in faith in the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Learn to speak as God. It's not a matter of just going out to the center of the seat and screaming, I'm God. That's madness. You learn to speak in your mind. Every man has to learn to speak in his mind. Every man has to learn to walk as God. Hallelujah. Because you are part and parcel of the Godhead. Jesus Christ says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, praise God, meaning that in my Father's dimension, in my Father, there is a place for you and I and everyone out there. If it were not so, I will not tell you. There is a space for every man to operate in God, to walk in God, to have his being in God, to experience God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you could see that the disciples couldn't perform the works that Jesus Christ performed because of unbelief. Praise God. And every man today who does not have the revelation that I and God are one thing. There's no such thing as I and God, but I and God are one thing. If any man can have this revelation, he will be revived out of the pit of hell and reign once more in life. Praise God. Now, this is our faith, our ability to grow in this understanding is what liberates us from every circumstance that we find ourselves in this life. Oh, hallelujah. Bear it in mind that the Son of God can never die. The Son of God cannot be sick. The Son of God cannot suffer the effects of corruption. Hallelujah. Now, we're not trying to say that you are going to live forever or get near where Methuselah got to. That is not important. So when people hear eternal life, they want to live forever. They want to grow, you know, maybe to 2,000 years old and all that. That is not what God is saying. See it. It does not matter whether you have a life in this physical body, in this natural realm, or in the invisible realm, because in reality, all that exists is the invisible realm. All that truly exists is the realm of the unseen, God's kingdom. That is the realm that we all belong to. We came out of that realm, and we belong to that realm. Let's not deceive ourselves into thinking that this is our world. It is not our world. It's not our realm. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ confessed again and again that this is not my kingdom. This is not my world. I am not of this physical, natural dimension of the scene, but I'm of a dimension, an invisible realm, an eternal realm that is God's. That is my world. I am not of this world. The I in you, the Son of God in you, the Christ in you, is not of this world. The earlier we get this revelation, the nearer we get to realizing the totality of God's kingdom. Our healing comes by recognizing the Son of God that I am. That is the healing of God. The Bible says that He sent His word and He healed their diseases. He sent His word and He healed their diseases. Now, God heals your diseases by giving you a revelation of the Son of God that you are. It's your recognition of the light being that you are that brings about your healing forever. Praise God. That is the healing that Jesus Christ sought to reveal to this world. Your healing comes by realizing the secret of the Christ in you, because within that vessel of clay, within that physical body that has suffered so many things, limitation, poverty, everything, within all that is the Son of God, immovable. Hallelujah. But you must get this revelation. And by this revelation, you must split those jars of clay. Praise God. So that the Christ in you comes forth. You are the light of the world. Hallelujah. To him that overcomes, I give him the brighter morning star. The brighter morning star is the one that shines upon Mount Zion, whose face is as the sun, and that is your true identity. That is your true nature. That is a reflex of your invisible attributes that God wants you to see today. Hallelujah. If you overcome the illusion that you are any other thing apart from the Son of God, if you overcome the world, like I told you, the world is your human sense of life, is your carnal sense of life, your material sense of life, who is ignorant of the things of God. If you can overcome that world, that lie, which is the lie of the devil, if you can overcome that, you will discover that you are the brighter the morning star. Praise God. Hallelujah. if you can overcome, you will discover a new world of bliss. Hallelujah. Praise God. Where there is no more curse, where there is no more sorrow, no more pain, where you sit on the throne of God, ruling and reigning in perfect peace and in perfect stillness. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ on several occasions said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith. Praise God. I'm going to start from Matthew chapter 9 verse 18. We'll just do a bit of reading here. Let us revise the scriptures. We've read this thing before, I'm sure. But let us understand what the Spirit intends to say here. Matthew chapter 9 verse 18. While he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was deceased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him around, and when he saw her, said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole that hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, let us stop there. I'll just stop there first before I go down. Thy faith has made you whole. Thy faith in what? Thy faith in the Son of God. Thy faith, you know, in the things unseen. Thy faith in the revelation of the Christ, the Son of God. Because no human being can be made whole. There is only one that is whole, or one that is perfect, and that is the Son of God. So your faith in the Son of God, your faith has made you whole. See, every man must reach out to the revelation of Christ today and receive his healing. Your healing is your ability to recognize the secret of Christ. Your faith comes by what? Hearing the testimony, the witness of the invisible, incorruptible Son of God, which is the Christ in you. Praise God. Your ability to take a hope, a hold on this hope, see, that is unseen, unperceivable by men, is what will bring your healing. See, the hope of your calling is the Christ in you. The hope of your healing, your prosperity, everything that you ever want throughout all eternity, is to lay hold on the secret of the Christ in you. There is no other hope without. See, bear in mind that the testimony of Jesus Christ are generally prophetic by nature. See, those healings cannot be perceived or understood by the natural mind. Even the wordings of Jesus are not understandable by the carnal mind. Jesus Christ had told his disciples, there are many things I will want to tell you, but you cannot receive them now. You can't receive these things. in your carnal state, in your human sense of life, you cannot receive the deep things of God presently. The things that I'm trying to demonstrate to you, the miracles, my proverbs, my commandments, you cannot understand them except you are, you know, empowered from above with understanding from above. Jesus Christ had told the disciples, there are seven things I want to tell you, many things I want to tell you, but you cannot receive them now. But when the Holy Ghost has come, he will teach you all things. See, except by the Spirit of God, you cannot understand the miracles of Jesus, you cannot understand his sayings, you cannot understand his commandments, just forget it. See, people quote the Bible and say, Jesus Christ said this, go ye in the world and baptize and preach the gospel and lay your hands on the sick. And people say all these things, but there is no way you can understand what Jesus meant if you do not go by the Spirit of God, the inner anointing of God that teaches you the deep, invisible things of God. And of course, these things sound foolish. That's why hardly do people listen to you when you speak. They sound foolish. The men want evidence of the natural. Men want to see physical things, but they don't understand that the things of God are spiritual. So the testimonies of Jesus appoint us to spiritual facts. You don't have to look out for any physical Jesus out there today. You don't have to look out for any man out there, because no man can heal you. Praise God, if somebody comes in the form of a messenger, an angel, I have encountered angels, I know angels. In fact, by the special grace of God, God has even identified certain ministers to me as messengers, angels. I've seen these things. See, but you keep these things to yourself, you don't even tell the person, but I've seen these things. Praise God. So if a messenger or an angel or a minister of God appears, his work is to, you know, divert your attention, direct you to the secret of Christ. He's a kind of signpost directing you into the invisible kingdom of God. Even Jesus Christ did not, you know, try to attract people unto himself as a man. What he did was to try to direct people into God's kingdom. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. To reveal to them the mystery of the Christ that is in them, the work that I do, you shall do also, because you shall know the mystery of the Christ that is in you, because you shall realize that the way I am is the way you are. You shall realize that you are Christ, even as I am Christ. So you see, Jesus Christ never attracted people unto himself. Our healing comes by recognizing that the Christ in us. Your faith has made you whole. Your faith in what you have heard from above. And I tell you, the Father will not tell you any other thing but testify of the Son of God in you. The Father will simply remind you of your glorious self. That's all the Father seeks to do. That is all you need. Knowing yourself the way you are known of God is what will cause your soul to prosper as a Garden of Eden. Knowing yourself the way you are known of God is what will open the gates of God's kingdom for you. Nothing else. See, hallelujah. He says that the Spirit of God, the Spirit who the Father will send in my name, will testify of me. And I can assure you, the Spirit of God is not testifying of Jesus of Nazareth, born in a manger. He's testifying of the Jesus in you. He's testifying of the Son of God in you, reminding you that of who you are. Praise God. If you know yourself the way you are known of God, you'll be free from the beggarly elements of this world. If you know yourself the way you are known of God, you will feel from the hurts and the pains that this outer world has got to offer, the disappointments, the betrayals that this world has got to offer. You'll be free from all the corruption, all the intrigues that this world has got to offer you. Your faith has made you whole. See it. You will no longer perish when you lose issue of blood for 12 years. Your vitality, your life, because the life is in the blood, it speaks about a state of constant deterioration. The lady was constantly perishing. She was dying on a daily basis. She was wasting away in the grave. She was a living dead person. See, but she was quickened as she came in contact with Christ. See, you must come in contact with the Christ in you to get quickened. God so loved the world that he gave his only son that the world may not perish. The world is you, that you may not lose blood, like the woman losing the issue of blood here, that you may not lose, you may not continuously perish. See, but you might have what? Eternal life. Hallelujah. God wants to quicken every man out of the pit of destruction and crown him with life. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So that is what the miracle of this woman with the issue of blood is. She was perishing until she laid a hold on the Christ. Praise God. Every man has to lay hold on the Christ. Your faith is what will make you whole. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go down. Matthew chapter 9. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and the people making a noise, he said unto them, "Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth." And they laughed him to scorn. Praise God. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad unto all that land. And Jesus departed thence. Two blind men followed him, crying, saying, "Thou Son of God, have mercy on us." And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" They said unto him, "Yes, Lord." Then touched he their eyes, saying, "According to your faith, be it unto you." And their eyes were opened, and Jesus strictly charged them, saying, "See that no man know it." Now, we saw the miracle of the lady, of the little girl that was brought back to life. We're going to skip that. We'll just, focus on this last scene here. These two blind men who pleaded for healing from Jesus. And I want us to realize what Jesus Christ says here. You see it? As he laid his hands to touch them, he says, "According to your faith, be it unto you." According to your faith, that is your own faith, not according to the faith of Jesus, but according to your faith, see it, be it unto you. Let it be unto you according to your faith. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Let it be it unto you according to your faith. According to your faith. Faith comes by hearing the word, by hearing the voice of the Spirit. Mind how you hear, and what are you hearing? You are hearing that announcement declaring the mystery of the kingdom of God, the mystery of the Son of God, the mystery of the Christ in you. Mind how you hear. Your faith comes by how you hear. See it. Let it be according to your faith. May it be according to your faith. And they receive their eyesight. And when they receive their eyesight, they see Jesus. Where do you want to see Jesus today? Do you want to see Jesus of Nazareth in the sky? I can assure you, you will not see a Jesus of Nazareth in the sky. There's no such thing. Their eyes were open. And when your eyes are open, spiritually speaking, it means understanding. Your eyes will open to the real world. Your eyes are open to the reality that I am the Father are one, that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, that we are one. We are not two things. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for this revelation. Praise God. According to thy faith, may it be unto you. Oh, hallelujah. Let us be still, exercise ourselves to receive grace from above. Exercise ourselves to receive truth and to walk in truth. Exercise ourselves in truth. This is our salvation. This is our healing. Nothing else we do. Praise God. Open your eyes and you will know that there is nothing to be anxious about. Everything is all well. There is nothing that you can lose or nothing can be taken away from you because you are the Son of the Most High God. You are not a sinner. You cannot sin. You are perfect, even as the Father is perfect. Praise God. Walk in this revelation now, not tomorrow when you die. Don't expect something to happen tomorrow, but receive this revelation now and live your life victoriously now. Praise God. Live according to the Christ in you. No more after the outer body, because the outer man is dead. It's no longer I, born of the flesh, but rather it is the Christ, the bright and the morning star who lives. Oh, praise God. Shake yourself off all this sorrow, bitterness, pain. Sit. Awake into the Father. Awake from the dead. And rule and reign in the life. Oh, hallelujah. Let the Father speak to your heart. If you have been able to listen to this message up to the very end, you are on the way to God's kingdom. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Don't let circumstances around you deceive you. Rather, receive from the Father. Listen to the Father. And patiently exercise yourself in truth. Faith cometh by hearing. The Father will give you the bread of life. And when the bread of life has been given to you, your eyes are opened to see God's world, God's kingdom, God's dimension. And your eyes are open to see the Son of God, the Christ in the creation. Because besides Him, there is no other. Oh, hallelujah. when some disciples were on the way to Emmaus, you see this in Luke chapter 24, when they were on their way to Emmaus discussing the events of the crucifixion of Jesus, wondering, troubled, they received a visitor in their midst, and they chatted with the visitor. Now the visitor who was in their midst, all he did was to open their minds to the reality of what the scripture was saying. He opened their eyes to the reality of the prophecies hidden in the scriptures. And when they had gotten into a place to stay at night, the Bible says that they broke bread to eat, and when they broke the bread to eat, to share among themselves, when they immediately they broke the bread, their eyes were open to see Jesus. That is the bread of life, the bread of the Father. When you eat this bread, you will see that there is none but the Christ. See, it's in you, it's in all. Hallelujah. Individually and corporately, your eyes will be open to see beyond the comprehension of men. Hallelujah. One body, many members. All perfect, all in the glory of the Father, all ruling and reigning, all speaking with one voice. God wants you to know that Christ. Your faith made you whole. Your faith in the Christ, the Son of God in you. God bless you.
Sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and power forever. Your breath.